KRSA News, I'm Skip Kelly. Israel's military says it's nearing a widespread counteroffensive attack in Gaza City, where thousands of Palestinians have evacuated to over the past day. On Saturday night local time, Israel's chief military spokesman, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, urged Gazans to head south ahead of the expected ground assault in northern Gaza. In a separate statement, the Israeli Defense Forces said Saturday that it was already getting ready for the next steps of war as they prepare a wide range of offensive plans, which can include combined and coordinated strikes from the air, sea, and land, with a strong emphasis on ground operations. On Friday, Israeli military sent out an unprecedented evacuation order affecting over 1 million residents, about half of Gaza's population, in the northern part of the enclave. A lot of you, yes, me included, owe a lot of money to Uncle Sam.
Americans owe a record-breaking $688 billion in unpaid taxes from their 2021 returns. That's according to the IRS. To prevent a recurrence, the IRS plans to increase audits and enforcement measures, particularly targeting high-income taxpayers. Over $540 billion of the unpaid sum is attributed to underreported income. The remainder stems from individuals who either failed to file returns or neglected to pay their tax obligations. I'm John Schaefer.
Two of the big three Detroit automakers are laying off more employees due to the ongoing strike by members of the United Auto Workers. Stellantis, the parent company of Chrysler and Ford Motor, will temporarily lay off an additional 1,250 employees combined. Just over 34,000 UAW workers are on strike, which is now approaching the one-month mark. SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket blasted off Friday, a day after bad weather delayed the original takeoff. The spacecraft is expected to reach the orbit of the 16 Psyche asteroid in 2029. The asteroid is believed to be the ancient core of a protoplanet and is composed primarily of iron and nickel. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
President Biden says he has spoken in depth to American families waiting for word about their loved ones who were kidnapped in Israel by Hamas terrorists. Laura Winters reports.
President Biden speaks via Zoom privately with Americans whose family members are being held hostage by Hamas terrorists.
They're going through agony, not knowing what the status of their sons, daughters, husbands, wives, children are. You know, it's gut-wrenching. I assured them my personal commitment to do everything possible to return every missing American to their families.
And President Biden saying of Hamas,
these guys make Al-Qaeda look pure. They're pure evil. That's it from the beginning. The United States, make no mistake about it, stands with Israel.
Reuters reports one of their video journalists was killed and six other journalists were injured in southern Lebanon when they were hit by missiles fired from the direction of Israel on Friday. The journalists were working close to the border where the Israeli military and Lebanese militia Hezbollah has been training fire. Representative Jim Jordan has secured the GOP nomination for House Speaker. Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, defeated Georgia Representative Austin Scott by a vote of 124-81 in an internal caucus meeting Friday. Scott had declared a last-minute bid for the speakership after House Majority Leader Steve Scalise dropped out of the race on Thursday. Jordan, the second Republican to win the Speaker nomination in the past 3 days, will need to win 217 votes from a full House floor vote this week to secure the gavel. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.